What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Baby.
Stop it, Rick. Stop it.
Ricky Rose. I'm going to do my Ricky Rose.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Happy Friday, everybody. Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Falcons back in action tonight. And then next week, it's at Cowboys for the final preseason game. That one's going to start a little bit later on, 8 o'clock. But we just got to get past one more week. And really, that's what this is about. Cut down day is the 27th. That'll be the following Wednesday. And then we'll know what this roster is. And then it's time. And then you're hoping you got the right guys to take you through a season that can get you there.
Did you just say it's time?
It's time. I mean, that's what we're looking at, right, man. I mean, honestly, Mike, I had a gentleman hit me up. He said, I've been listening to you and Mike for the last few weeks, you know, about camp specifically. And he was just having this conversation with me. And he said, Dukes, do you really think that we have the guys? He says, I look at these other rosters. And he was talking about, you know, Ravens or Philadelphia. And he was like, I look at these other rosters. And I said to him, I said, look, the example that I'm going to give you is the Denver Broncos. And the reason is because they were in salary cap hell. Okay. They cut a check to Russell Wilson for damn near $40 million and still went to the playoffs with a rookie quarterback and a variety of turnover. Now.
Right.
We can say that, yes, Sean Payton is proven and a Super Bowl champion and all of that. But the point is, guys, nobody expected the Broncos to be as good as they were last year, but they drafted correctly and they came in, they coached their guys up. My point, why can't that be us? Why can't we be a playoff team in that similar situation? And I think when you look at our roster and their roster, that's what I would compare it to. I can't compare our roster to Philly, Mike, or the Ravens. They're deeper. Right. It's just what the Bills. I get that. But I do think that this is a team that should be able to get there, and the Broncos are the team that I look at from last year.
Right. You could call it sort of a new version of that old famous Dolphins no-name defense. You know, I mean, I always harp on Nick Benito over Troy Anderson because it happened. But, you know, they've got some guys that really get after the passer from the linebacker position. They're down linemen. As we said, it's not like it's household names like, you know, what the Rams have always seemed to have from Aaron Donald to what they've got now with Jared Verse. But you're right. And then you throw in, you know, what this quarterback can do. And maybe had he gotten a chance to do it last year, he would have perhaps taken us to the playoffs. How Zach Robinson evolves as a play caller. Because as you said, love him or hate him, Sean Payton, you know, he knows what he's doing. And remember, it wasn't a great start. The first couple of weeks were pretty ugly, you know, for Bo Nix, and he really cranked it up. An amazing rookie year.
Yeah. So, but with all of that said, the dramatic build up to where we're at and where this is going, let's hope we have the right guys. And let's hope that they've drafted correctly. And all of that is still to be determined, because all of this, man, once the season starts, it all changes. We think very highly of the things we've seen. And I got to tell you, the practices have been competitive, Mike. Would you agree the practices, not just against the Titans, I'm talking about just every day and what we've witnessed?
It's different when you've got depth. You know, I mean, it's funny because, you know, you and I, we looked at, you know, some of the Dean Pease defenses. We're like, man, we're just plugging in dudes, man. Like half the defense was practice squad guys and journeymen. You know, you're just trying to, you know, because that was the last year really of the cap hell for what it was worth. You know, like we had almost a year and a half of that, and then we came out the other side. And, you know, certainly you've got like Brandon Dorlus and, you know, and other guys that are battling, because now the second level of defensive line in the front seven, to me, is more impressive than that second level of the offensive line we talked about last hour. You know, that's why I hope Storm Norton gets together and somebody, you know, evolves and impresses the staff over the course of the next few weeks. Otherwise, you may have to go shopping, Carl, to beef up the O-line depth. But defense, we've got more depth than we've had in years. And I just think that's a matter of finally, number one, you got it right, but you also had a little bit of money to spend. Leonard Floyd, that was a huge acquisition.
404-726-0929. You guys can let us know what you think as we're talking football. Got a question for you as well when it comes to this. I guess this was a survey they did. Former NFL players now entering retirement age are talking about they're likely to live with more chronic pain and disability, but they wouldn't change anything. And it's like, whoa, if you knew what your life would be 30 years down the road. We'll get into that coming up. But right now, let's get to 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down. Let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So a slew of games Saturday, guys. Couple tonight, obviously our Falcons, as I mentioned, Seahawks, Chiefs. Tomorrow, if you're sitting around, and many of you will be, it's going to be hot. Lions, Dolphins, Colts, Packers, Vikings, Patriots, Eagles, Browns, and we know Shador's not playing, but maybe, Mike, we get a look at Dylan Gabriel. That's the word out of Cleveland. Texans, Panthers, and then you got some late afternoon games with the Raiders and 49ers. Cowboys play tomorrow night, I think it's 7 against the Cardinals, and then Sunday we get 2 games, Saints, Jags, and then the Bears and Bills. And a lot of these teams, by the way, have been practicing together. For example, the Bucks made the decision today, Todd Bowles, I've seen enough of Baker Mayfield in these two practices with the Steelers. He's not playing. So that's kind of what a lot of these coaches are determining, whether or not their starters are going to play.
Yep. And again, there's no right or wrong answer. I just think it's situational. You know, I think Aaron Rodgers wants to play, but, you know, Tomlin will say, yeah, maybe that's not a good idea. You know, we talked about Mahomes, and certainly Joe Burrow is probably the most probably eyebrow-raising of all the quarterbacks that started in a preseason game. But, you know, in our case, it doesn't matter. We can bellyache about it. The coach is going with a plan. He feels that what he saw in the 2 days of practice in Titans. And, again, Carl, I don't know, because it's not a stat that would be shared, but it seems like I can say this. Compared to Dan Quinn or, you know, our time with Arthur Smith, don't you feel we're doing more a true 11-on-11? Like, we did that, like, real game simulation the other day at halftime. Can't remember seeing that with other coaches here with Atlanta.
Yeah, it was, as real as you could possibly get. Get off the field! Yeah, I'm with you, and I it's funny, because
I don't like it, but, I mean, I do, I guess that would be the argument, you know, if you're raw.
Yeah, and I was going to say, Brian Schottenheimer was talking about this with the Cowboys. They just broke camp in Oxnard, and he was saying, and I guess, Mike, maybe these coaching conventions, you know, when all these guys show up in the spring at the owners' meetings, they all talk. But he was like, I'm not of 7-on-7. It's not real football. And I was like, that sounds familiar. So Schottenheimer's been saying, we, the Cowboys, want to do more of this as well. And that's what we try to do in camp. I do think, and again, you know, for high school, it's great. You get repetition and all of that stuff. And, you know, for quarterbacks, it's fun. But I do think having safeties on the field and manipulating people with coverages and that stuff, you can only do when you got full 11-on-11. And so that's what I think they're right on when you talk about this is how we should be practicing.
And a couple of guys asked this last week, so just, I mean, not that there's no bad questions or dumb questions. 7-on-7 is linebackers and defensive backs. So basically, you're getting a feel of how the tight end releases out, how the coverages work. Now, the Titans, you know, they're kind of forced to do that man-on-man stuff, and we saw that. But once we got on 11-on-11, they were in a zone that, let's be honest, Penix and Drake London just carved up, and Casey Washington and Ray-Ray McCloud. But, yeah, when you see that 7-on-7, it truly is basically, you know, it basically turns into a 1v1 wide receiver on corner, and in some cases, safety on tight end.
Here's what's interesting, guys, and I said, I think this is a developing story. The Matthew Stafford aggravated disc in his back, okay? That's
be careful
official,
how you say that. Be careful how you say
me,
that.
Trust me. It's that's the official word as far as what's going on. We know he got an epidural a couple of weeks ago, but he's going to work out Saturday morning. And when asked about it, he said, hopefully my back responds a little bit better. And this was Sean McVay talking about Matthew Stafford. Mike, when you start saying hopefully, we wish, we think, those are indicators that we're not really sure where this is going to go.
No, there's an element of the unknown in the equation. I mean, I get it. You know, we talk about Coach Ra and how it's basically radio silence, or, you know, you just don't want to get the message out there about a real injury. But when you keep on pushing it back, you know, hopefully Saturday morning his back responds a little better. That's why, I mean, I know a lot of Falcon fans are ready to ship. I know I'm ready to ship Kirk Cousins off to L.A. You know, I don't really like him in the conference. You know, I imagine we see Kirk Cousins leading the Rams in a playoff game. Boy, would that be a storyline.
Yeah.
But if Matthew Stafford continues, and again, knowing because the numbers bear out, you could find a way to get Kirk Cousins, because no team is going to eat the lion's share. We're still going to have to eat, you know, the majority of that contract. But, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo is only making $3 million. I don't think, I mean, we love Stetson Bennett, but they're not prepared to make him the man. So that's one that kind of stays and remains intriguing because of the vagueness of the situation.
Meanwhile, there's a video out of Bears president Kevin Warren. He used to run the Big Ten, by the way, before he took this job. Opening camp with a story about DJ Mustard. Mustard for you Kendrick Lamar fans. And he talks to the Bears, and he's telling them a story about how Kendrick Lamar received over 450 beats from DJ Mustard about one song. That song ended up being Not Like Us, but ultimately he kept getting beats. He's like, that ain't it, that ain't it, that ain't it. And his moral was to the team, Mike, and I don't know how good the Bears are going to be. There are rumors about Caleb not getting all the things that Ben Johnson wants right now. We'll see. But Kevin Warren tells his story and talks about the Bears. They've got one. Like, he spoke about the Bears having something special and saying, you just don't know when that next song, that next beat may be the one that changes everything. And that was kind of his message to the Bears. It's kind of a cool thing because he tells his story and the guys are totally into it. But at the end of the day, Mike, what are the Bears going to be? Like, is there who has more expectations than the Bears right now?
Yeah, well, I mean, specifically on the shoulders of Caleb Williams, you know, and again, it's not his fault that they had an offensive coordinator that was a nitwit. They should have just blown out that Eberflus guy and thrown the kitchen sink at Ben Johnson last year to get him to commit to, again, he was looking at a pretty good team that could have gone to the Super Bowl last year with Detroit. But yeah, Caleb Williams, pressure's on him. That offense has got to produce. They've added a lot of pieces on both sides. They've got talent.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Carl, they got depth by any metric, but now it all comes down to how much is Caleb Williams going to handle it. So I'm with you there, and I thought that was kind of a cool message, which basically says, you know, especially today where guys quiet quit and people, you know, a guy works at a restaurant 1 week, you know, and he's waiting tables and he expects to be the maitre d'. That's a great message about perseverance.
Yeah, it is.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.